Good morning.
So we have a quorum now.
You do.
That being the case, we'll call the meeting to order, the State Fiscal Commission meeting, Friday, the 7th of October, 2016. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Item number one that I have on my sheet is a petition. Item A, Lake Roosevelt and Tributaries Rule Change. This is a decision. I'll bet this is a Chris Donnelly call.
Good morning, Vice Chair and Commissioners. For the record, this is Chris Donnelly, Region 1 Fish Program Manager. The issue at hand for us is the Colville Tribal permit to reduce harvest of wild red band rainbow trout in Lake Roosevelt. This petition came to the commission last winter, and the commission had asked us to, they accepted the commission and asked staff to move forward with developing a rule that would be more protective of red band trout. In the summary sheet, you have it doesn't look too dissimilar to what you saw in August 5 and 6 meeting in Olympia. There were three options that were offered up. We took public comment on those both online and the ability for the public to comment there at the public meeting in Olympia in August. Those comments were all over the board, and so our best choice was to try to meld the three options into one final rule option that we thought was sufficiently protective of red band trout, but also provided recreational opportunity for anglers to harvest fish where appropriate. The final staff recommended rule is enclosed in the summary sheet. Essentially, to put it in layman's terms, from Grand Coulee Dam to the borderline crossing at Dalles Power Line, there'll be a 5 trout daily limit, no wild trout harvest allowed. From the Little Dalles Power Lines to the Canadian border, there'll be a 2 trout limit, 18 inches or greater in length. Origin of fish, it does not matter. So wild fish are in the harvest there. And then there'll be an extension of the fishery closure in the Sampoil River to protect staging red band trout. It goes from opening April 1 to now June 1 to try to be very protective of fish as they stage up and move in and out of the Sampoil River pre and post spawning. In addition to that, there were several petitions that were received, and we discussed these at the on August 5th around tributary closures on Lake Roosevelt that were unintentionally omitted during the stream strategy development in 2014 for the Columbia Basin. Those petitions requested that we reopen both Deep and Sheep Creeks and actually mentioned a few other small ones because they were omitted. And because we had the WAC 223-10-195 freshwater exceptions to east side open, we could deal with that in this process and change the rules to allow for those to be open. And a reasonably simple change in the WAC code in terms of redefining the definition of Lake Roosevelt and making sure that all those tributaries are open. So those three petitions that came in will also be dealt with in this process, allowing us to reopen streams and adjust the rules for red band trout. At this point, given the staff recommendation, we would recommend to you the option that you see in the summary sheet for both dealing with the initial petition and the three additional, and there is draft motion language in there for you.
Chris, this is Dave Graybill. And the one thing, just quick question is, I noticed in your staff recommendation that there is no now restriction of no more than 2 over 20 inches in length. That's been omitted in this, which I'm in favor of, but I just wanted to double check that was considered as part of this rule.
That's correct, Commissioner. That will no longer be a restriction. That was a slot limit or whatever you want to call it that was designed to protect large wild red bands. And since we are eliminating the harvest of wild red bands, there's no need for the rule.
Excellent. Okay, good.
Do we have
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Commissioner Wecker is on the line.
Just wanted to let you know.
Good morning. Thank you. Anybody else? Did Commissioner Holzmiller get on board? Do we have any other questions?
Commissioner Thorburn, I have a question. Thank you. The two co-managers, Chris, are they okay with this proposal?
Yes, Commissioner, they are. I've had long conversations with both of them. The Caldwell Tribe are very supportive of this rule, and in fact, I think they sent a public comment that's lengthy that essentially asked for a rule structure similar to this. The Spokanes were a bit reticent to accept it because their intent was to see a doubling of the bag limit from 5 to 10. And the reason that they wanted to do that was to increase harvest on hatchery trout that are out there as a mitigation product through Bonneville. The conversation that we had was that encounter rates of wild fish and hooking mortality would go up considerably with that 10 fish bag expansion. And they understood that and are willing to look at the way that we structured this rule. And if they don't feel like they're hitting their goals in the future, would like to reopen it. So I'm really hoping that we could stay on this rule for at least 5 years. As you know, the rules on Lake Roosevelt are a moving target because of co-management.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions? Does anyone have a motion?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Sure. Yes.
I move to adopt permanent amendments to WAC 220, 310, 195 freshwater exceptions to statewide rules east side as presented by staff.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second.
Who was that? Graybill?
Mencken.
Oh, Mencken. Thank you. I'm sorry, Connie. Commissioner Mencken is a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same. Motion carries. Thank you very much.